Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
I am in need of a co-host, so why not, now that Pettifleur from I'm a Celebrity has been ejected, why not get her on board? Scudder and Pettifleur in the morning. That's got a ring to it, I think.
Oh, how amazing would that be?
I feel sorry for you. We watched you get ejected from the jungle last night. Now, I was going to start off with asking what the hardest part of the jungle was for you, but I'm pretty sure it was that fermented duck egg you had to eat.
No, firstly, don't feel sorry for me being ejected out of the jungle because that I made it out with a big splash.
You did.
And who gets to boast about, you know, leaving with a big splash? So I think it was spectacular, don't you?
I think it was pretty cool, yeah.
It was cool. But the worst for me in the jungle was the ice tank. That was horrendous. And I'm the type of girl who would be in a restaurant and if the air conditioner is on, I have my coat on. And I hate the cold. I hate the water. I'm the type of girl who sits on the beach and just put my toes in the water and go, I'm too cold for a swim. I'm going to sit on the beach and sit under an umbrella.
Well,
so that challenge was probably the toughest. But eating the egg was really gross. And you know how an egg is really thick and gooey?
Oh.
Can you imagine that getting stuck on your palate and you're trying to, like, get it off your palate and swallow it and it's just, you know, just getting glued on? Yeah, that's what happened, and that's why you heard those gagging noises, and yeah, it was going up my nose and everywhere. It was a mess.
I don't think we'll ever forget the noise that you were making.
Listen,
when you were
like it was horrendous. I mean, you should have seen it live. It was out of control. I mean, obviously everyone was cracking up because of the noises.
And I
was like, why are they laughing? I'm going through agony. These guys are laughing. They're in fits of laughter. But now looking back, I can go, okay, I can see that. That was hilarious.
Was that why you were going off at Jack about washing the pots? Because you could still taste the egg from the day before? Because you had...
Well, exactly. Having an experience like that, I've got a very sensitive nose. So number one, I smelt and tasted the egg, which was really nasty that I ate. But the next thing is the pans are really porous. So if you don't scrub the bottom of the pan, like really, really scrub it with soap, it kind of stays in there. So I obviously, you know, said it to Jack, not meaning to offend him or upset him, but just because, you know, I smelled it. If I wanted to offend or upset or say something bad, I wouldn't be telling it to Jack. It just happened to come out. But, you know me, I'm sort of like, yeah, a bit blasé about, you know, been upfront in what I'm thinking, and I just say, I'm sorry that Jack, you know, sort of took it so so badly.
No, I think your honesty was an asset. I think that was the thing we loved about you out there. You say it how it is, and
well,
not many people do.
Someone has to be honest.
Exactly.
Like, you can't pussyfoot around in life. You know, I didn't pussyfoot around in life, you know, this long. So
love it.
I can't
love
do
it.
That now.
Now, you're in high demand this morning, so I have to let you go. But who is going to win, Pettifleur? Who is your? Who are you backing?
Look, I think having watched it back, I did say Jess. She still has a chance, but I think Grant Denyer for the crown. He has been insanely incredible. Like, that guy has been through hell and back, and he has put up with a lot. And he's just an amazing, genuine, beautiful person. I could never think that the Grant Denyer I've seen on TV prior to meeting him is such a beautiful soul. But he really is just a really beautiful person. Plus, he did amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He surprised us all. Yeah.
And a good guy.
He's a
and
great
he's my
guy.
Teammate. So I have to go.
Oh, good.
Know?
All right. Well, yeah. we'll all put our money on Grant. I'm a Celebrity continues tonight, 7:30 on Win, obviously without Pettifleur. But thank you so much for being on the show and letting us into your lives for a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.